The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 17, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Now he has given revelation of love, peace to plants, insects, birds. That can be little elaborate evolution. Then human being, through God's mercy, love, this is the chance for understanding God. Many people, they are still kept in darkness like the animals. Dangerous in refusing the opportunity of living. By knowing this, he can get out of this continual evolution. That is anti-material world. Vaikuntha world, he can actually live. Na jayate namayate va. He does not take birth, neither dies, but dances with Krishna. That is life. That we are wanting, we are seeking after. But it is not possible here. Here, you have to go through the evolution for this. Again and again, if you don't take the opportunity for going back to home, then it is a misfortune. So this civilization keeping people in an unfortunate condition. Mam aprapya nivartante mitram sam. This opportunity is to understand God and go back to Him. But that opportunity is being refused, therefore He is returning again to the same religion. But from animal to man, from man to up and down. But Lehanta, that is very dangerous. Tatarya, you have to change your mind. Stop this. If you are a scientist, stop it. Continue as American forever. Why? Cannot. Why you are so proud of your so-called scientific degree? Then you are under control. We have constructed this skyscraper building, live here forever. Why don't you live? Kicked out. In the same house can become a cockroach. Because you have got attachment. All that, live here as cockroach. Who can check it? Cockroach is also like the hunter. The proprietor becomes cockroach. Can you check it? Nature. Now your property next layer is cockroach. Live here in your sky tower. How much valuable time he has wasted by constructing the skyscraper. He remains there as a photograph, and actually his life is in the commode. Cockroach. He's living in the commode, and his son's worshiping him, photograph. Please. very much. Very misleading humiliation. So we are trying to save everyone from this misleading. This is the consciousness. We are trying ourselves to perfect and trying to teach others to perfect them. Krishna begins his teaching from this understanding. You are not this body. This is the beginning of life. Whether the bodily concept of life or spiritual concept. The talk of spiritual life is spiritual. That's all one has to understand. That I am not the Lord. Radha Brahma. Then if I am Brahma, then what is my life? So far I have led my body in concept of life, but I am Brahma. Then Brahma Jigyasa. Radha. How Brahma lives, how Brahma is produced. What is the real life?
What about transmigration of the soul? We were thinking to do that for our next film, because it seems like a very natural thing.
How can we go? Mind, intelligence, and ego, you cannot see. But you have to accept there is mind.
We have not really worked out any details.
The details, you cannot show it. It is so fine. That here is a sky, but you cannot see it. The mind is finer than the sky. Yes, the sky. That is sky. There is a proof. But you cannot see. Shabda, sound. Sound is the sign of presence of sky. But you cannot see. It is there. This is the proof.
It can be suggested only.
Yes. That was Shruti, which is beyond the sense perception. You have to hear it from our patient.
It's like in the...
That is knowledge. Who has seen it? This is asking who has seen it. So grossly educated. Everything can be seen. Why? Everything. The same example is here. You have not seen your father. You have to hear. Hear you. That is the proof.
Like in this last film, we suggested that there is a soul in the hand sequence, and the hands are always changing, and the body grows old. So the idea was that there is something that's not changing there. So in film, there are certain techniques we can use to suggest, as Tamal Krishna Goswami said, certain ideas.
Idea, that idea is given there. Just like you cannot see the flavor, but still you are smelling some flavor. Here, there is rose flavor passing. You cannot see what is that flavor, how it is being carried, but you can smell. Similarly, the soul is being carried by the mind, ego, and intelligence. You cannot see, but you have to understand by hearing from the authority, like Krishna. Tasto vidhine pratitim para, jiva bhuta maha. Beyond this material thing, there is another prakriti. There is this. That does not die. Na jayate na mriyate. And that is being carried by mind intelligence. By a gross eye you see the body is burnt into ashes. There is soul and everything. At least we say like, Vasmi Bhutasya Dehasya. Buddha Punaragana. The body is already burnt into ashes. Who is coming and is going? The atheist. Krishna doesn't say. No. No, Anandayana Vati. So, he will accept the atheist of Krishna. That is our point.